Good day, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, I'm glad I'm on. At least we have come.
Welcome. I don't know if there's any presentation that you want to flight.
No. No, okay. It's just in the paper it's filed. I don't know. Do you perhaps have the legal opinion on another matter of Ms. Kwiba? I'm not sure whether I send this to you. It's about a legal, the legal opinion is about
Kwiba
taking it on review whilst the
whilst
Parliament was considering the matter, and they said the legal opinion says Parliament should proceed.
We do have that.
Okay, great. I can't recall whether I send it through to you. Are we just waiting for the others to join?
Mr. Mayor, the chairperson is online. She will start the meeting.
Okay, thank you so much.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, honorable members. Welcome to this meeting. And let me also welcome the delegation from the Magistrates Commission. I think Advocate Musa, I saw you on the platform, as well as Mr. Mayor. Advocate Musa, welcome to this meeting. Honourable members, in terms of today's proceedings, we're going to be briefed by the Magistrates Commission on the disciplinary matter regarding Van Schalkwyk, who was previously suspended from a position as a magistrate in 2013, and Parliament had further decided to also withhold the remuneration in 2018. So today we'll receive a briefing from the Magistrates Commission on their recommendation to remove her from office on the grounds of misconduct in terms of Section 13, Subsection 4I of the Magistrates Act 1993. The Minister of Justice has confirmed and tabled the report in terms of Section 13, Subsection 4B of the Magistrates Act 1993. Our role as a committee is now to receive a briefing and after our deliberations have been concluded to decide whether or not to restore Magistrate Van Schalkwyk to office. We have also received a letter from Ms. Van Schalkwyk's attorneys informing us that she has instituted review proceedings. And we are hoping that the Magistrates Commission will provide the committee with an update on progress in relation to the review proceedings and timeframe. In the very same letter, honourable members, which was also sent to yourselves, we've also received a request that the committee stay the matter pending the outcome of the review application. We've also provided members with the legal opinion that has been drafted by the Parliamentary Legal Office in 2017 and the contents of which find application in the matter for us. We've invited also the Parliamentary Legal Advisor to answer any questions that members may have in this regard. And I think I see Ms. Isaacs on the platform. Welcome to the meeting. I think with that being said, let me then hand over to yourself, Advocate Musa, to take us then through the bridge. Thank you. Can you unmute yourself, Advocate?
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members of the Select Committee. I would like to take this opportunity to brief the committee in respect of the matter of the Chief Magistrate of Kempton Park being Ms. Judy van Schalkwyk. Ms. Judy van Schalkwyk was charged with misconduct during 2013. And on the 18th of September 2013, the presiding officer and a person leading evidence proceeded with the discipline. Well, the matter then proceeded. You will remember and recall that during 2017, this delegation, in fact, appeared before the Honorable Committee for the suspension or the stopping of her remuneration. And the rationale behind that simply was because Ms. van Schalkwyk was taking a very lengthy period of time in order to allow the matter to be finalized. Now, what transpired in between, and I believe it's important, which I will talk to at a later stage, is that from the inception of the matter, so as far back as the 7th of October 2013, Ms. van Schalkwyk filed a written objection with the Commission against the appointment of the person leading evidence of the inquiry. And thereafter, Ms. van Schalkwyk proceeded to request numerous further particulars to be provided to her to enable her to furnish the Commission with a written explanation regarding the misconduct charges against her. And on the 12th of November 2013, the Honourable Minister, on the advice of the Commission, then proceeded to suspend Ms. van Schalkwyk from office. The position, very simple, is that in between that time and the conclusion of the misconduct inquiry, Ms. van Schalkwyk has relentlessly litigated against the Commission and its due processes. But at all material times, I want to indicate to members of the committee that she was unsuccessful at all material times, even going as far as the Supreme Court of Appeal. And what we are now faced with, that in respect of each and every single instance, Ms. van Schalkwyk has attracted adverse cost orders against her, and these cost orders remain to be finalized and paid by Ms. van Schalkwyk, and she did not, in fact, deal with that specific aspect. Ms. van Schalkwyk was charged with 24 counts of misconduct, and at the conclusion of the misconduct inquiry against her, only she was convicted of 13 of the 24 counts. I want to then also indicate that the matter then came before the Magistrates Commission relating to the recommendation of the presiding officer, who recommended that she be removed from office. And at the deliberation of the Magistrates Commission, 80% of the commissioners, in fact, were of the view that they supported the recommendation of the presiding officer for the removal of Ms. van Schalkwyk from office. The remaining commissioners, they were of the view that there were matters relating to JOASA, and therefore, as a result thereof, perhaps an appropriate sanction would be a demotion or a lesser sanction, but for removal. However, at the end of the day, the Honorable Minister has confirmed that the recommendation of the Magistrates Commission for the removal of office from removal from office of Ms. van Schalkwyk is in line with his recommendations as well. And what then transpired in the interim is notwithstanding the fact that there's this recommendation was sent off to the minister's office and the minister has accordingly recommended it to parliament. You would have observed that a letter emanated from the offices of DocRat attorneys indicating that Ms. Van Schalkwyk has filed a review application against the findings and the recommendation of the presiding officer. Now, I think this is where the point is very, very important, where we've got to pause and apply our minds as to what should be the process from here onwards. So one's knee-jerk reaction to the application for review would be that the review application should be allowed to proceed and await the outcome of the review before Parliament takes any steps. That's the knee-jerk reaction. On the other hand, and this is what I, in fact, respectfully request the Honourable Chairperson and the members of the committee to apply their mind to, and that is that you would firstly observe that the review application, in fact, has been served and filed out of the Johannesburg High Court, the Gauteng Local Division, notwithstanding the fact that this matter proceeded and the minister's office, as well as the commission, is in Pretoria. So that in the ordinary course of business should in fact have come out of the Gauteng Division, Pretoria, but that's not very, very fatal. So the question that needs to be answered is this particular committee today entitled and allowed to take a decision in relation to this particular matter, having due regard to the review application that has been filed? And the answer can be found in the following. One, you would have observed from the review application that the nature of the relief that is being sought is that it is not in the form of an interdict. So the Honourable Minister and his office are not being interdicted in making the recommendations to Parliament. Secondly, you would have also observed from the review application that there is no citing of the committees or Parliament itself or the Speaker of Parliament to be interdicted from dealing with this particular matter. So in the absence of any interdict being sought against the relevant bodies that I have indicated, there is no bar, in my respectful view, for this particular committee not to be able to properly deliberate in this matter and to finalize the matter as per the recommendation of the minister. So in the circumstances, it is a respectful submission that the matter should and must proceed in the absence of an interdict, and to fortify the view that I in fact hold and that I in fact recommend to this committee is the fact that there is a legal opinion in a very similar matter. I think it was Magistrate Ms. Tiba from East London. I could stand to be corrected, but the legal opinion that was previously sought under very similar circumstances confirmed that the review application in the circumstances where there was no interdict pending against Parliament or the Minister, that Parliament was quite entitled in law to proceed with taking a decision and to finalize this particular matter. So in the circumstances, if one looks at both the scenarios, I would respectfully submit that there is absolutely no bar in law on the objective evidence before this particular committee to stop and prevent this committee from taking a decision. And we would respectfully request that the recommendation of the minister for the removal of Tiba from office be accepted. And accordingly, we respectfully pray that this committee proceed to recommend the removal of Ms. Van Schalkwyk from office. Good. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Musa, for Advocate Musa, for that briefing.
Chair?
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and members. May I just add something to Advocate Musa's representation? You will recall that she took the Ms. Van Schalkwyk took the decision of the Magistrates Commission to charge her with misconduct on review and seeking the court, the High Court here in Gauteng, for a declaratory order challenging the validity of the regulations and the code of conduct. And the very regulations to which she was appointed as a chief magistrate, et cetera, et cetera. But this matter was dealt with at length in the Constitutional Court in the Van Rooyen matter. That's why the SCA also dismissed the application costs. I will note from her review application that she also now seeks to review and set aside the sanction portion which is contained in the regulation 2617 of the regulations. And it was found that they, at that time, were found to be inconstitutional and did not pass constitutional muster. But the Van Rooyen matter set it correct, and the regulations were subsequently amended to the form in which it says now. It is which has been promulgated at the moment. So that part of the of a review application should be dismissed immediately. On the other hand, she also cited the minister as one of the respondents, but she doesn't seek any relief against the minister. So the minister, that's why the minister proceeded and suspended her from office. I just wanted to put that before you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and Advocate Musa. Members, you'll note that this matter has been quite a long-standing matter from 2013. I think as a committee also we've raised delays in the matter in our previous engagements with the Magistrates Commission. And I think as per the legal opinion, and as I think it's also been confirmed by Advocate Musa, while there's nothing that prevents us as Parliament to continue proceeding with the matter. And we do open it up to honorable members if you have any questions for clarity and or comments that you would want to make with regard to the briefing and with regard to the matter at hand. Honorable members, if you can give me an indication, if you have any questions for clarity or if you are clear on the matter, that would also be fine. I see Honorable Mikolakis. You may continue.
Thank you, Chair. May I please have permission not to switch my camera on? I've got some problems over here with the internet. My apologies for that, but I'll be quick. I am happy for us to proceed on this basis. And I also, while sitting listening to the advice of Advocate Musa and Mr. Mayor, the thought just crossed my mind that I dread the day when we will not have their advice and guidance. The Magistrates Commission is always thorough in their advice to this committee, so I think we owe them a big thank you for that. I am happy to proceed as recommended. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mikolakis. I just have one question, Advocate Musa, just around the timeframes. Are you clear with regard to the timeframes with reference to the review application? Do you have any idea on the matter?
Honorable Chairperson, in respect of the timeframes, generally what would happen with these particular matters, there is no indication on the papers or from the attorney that they have, in fact, even approached the office of the Deputy Judge President here in the Johannesburg High Court to perhaps even fast track the review application. So one does not have any indication as to how long this review application would take. What would normally happen moving forward is that the Magistrates Commission would still have to file heads in the matter. So I anticipate that talking about the finalization of the review application anytime this year would actually be very, very difficult. I anticipate because of the roles that one has in both the Gauteng division and the Gauteng local division, that one would perhaps have this review only perhaps maybe dealt with sometime next year. So I'm of the respectful submission that there's no indication on the papers or the correspondence before us to conclude that the that Ms. van Schalkwyk is desirous to have this matter finalized very, very quickly. In fact, we even went to the extent of perhaps even looking at the scenario where if this was a delaying tactic, whether it would work to her advantage if she were to go on retirement. But I'm happy to report that she is now 60 years old. So in the ordinary course of business, she would retire at 65, but there's nothing preventing her from, in fact, requesting the minister for her to go on early retirement. But I respectfully submit, Honorable Chairperson, that having due regard to the history of this particular matter and the systematic delays that have been caused by Ms. van Schalkwyk, and in the absence of any bar against us, I would respectfully submit that it would be in the interests of justice that the matter be finalized, because we have no other indication as to when the review application will be finalized. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Advocate Musa and Mr. Mayor, for your briefing. Let me also thank all honorable members present in the meeting. And just to indicate that we will, in a future meeting, make a decision regarding the matter, obviously having considered all the facts before us. With that being said, thank you, honorable members. I'm going to declare this meeting closed, also bearing in mind that we have a meeting with COPTA at 10. Thank you very much, honorable members.
But what is the decision? Sorry, Chair. Hello, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Tetwa, we've received the...
No. What's the decision? What's the final decision, Chair?
As I was indicating that we will consider this in the next meeting.
What's stopping us, Chair, now? Because they've brought to us, this matter has been delaying since 2013. Now they've brought to us a recommendation. Why don't we approve the recommendation of the minister and make the process go ahead? Do we have a problem of doing that?
I think it's just a matter of procedure, Honorable Mtetwa, because what we would be in essence doing is adopting the report of the committee, which if I just indicate that we would probably haven't done that as yet. So the report needs to be put together and tabled by the committee and adopted duly. It's just a question of procedure.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Adobo, did you want to say something as well? You're very faint, Honorable Adobo.
I can't hear him, Chair.
Yeah, no, I can't either.
Oh, no.
Honorable Adobo, we cannot hear you. Okay, honourable members, I think I was at the point of closing this meeting. Let me once again declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.
Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Mr. Mayor?
Chairperson, may I just extend my apologies for having been dressed informally. I'm on my way to Bloemfontein to deal with another removal from office. My apologies. No problem. And all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, all members.
Thank you, Honorable.